This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump wrapped up the annual State of the Union address highlighting what he says are his administration's accomplishments despite the impeachment proceedings. He said America's respected again around the world.
The days of our country being used, taken advantage of, and even scorned by other nations are long behind us.
And delivering the Democratic response, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the nation can overcome the divisiveness sown by President Trump.
We cannot forget that despite the dishonesty and division of the last few years, and that we heard tonight from the President of the United States, together we have boundless potential.
Overall, Mr. Trump said the economy is the best it's ever been. The military's completely rebuilt, with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world. And it's not even close. He says the borders are secure, the families are flourishing, and U.S. values are renewed, pride restored. The results from the Iowa caucuses continue to trickle in after a technical meltdown that delayed the outcome.
With nearly two-thirds of the Iowa precincts tabulated and announced, the early results show former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders leading the opening contest. Buttigieg is campaigning in New Hampshire, the live free or die state.
Free means more than just living free from government interference. Sure, sometimes it means just that, like ensuring that the government stays out of the business of dictating to women what their reproductive health care choices ought to be.
And Sanders is there too.
Today marks the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price is apologizing for what he calls a coding error, but says that he's confident the results coming out now are correct. President Trump easily won the GOP contest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday that a coronavirus outbreak is a global health emergency, but not yet a pandemic. And AP's Rita Foley says the outbreak may have not just been physical, but also economic impact.
Experts say if industrial China is locked down for the next few weeks, and that's a real possibility, retailers, auto companies, and manufacturers in the West will start to run out of the goods they depend on. Not too worried? Well, most of Apple's iPhones and other devices are made in China, as are most TV display panels. The partial shutdown of Wuhan, the city at the center of the virus outbreak, has already hit production of those TV display panels and raised prices, says a research group. Rita Foley, Washington.
The World Health Organization reports cancers on the increase globally, but it says preventative measures can save the lives of millions of cancer sufferers over the next decade. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports 1 in 6 people will develop cancer in their lifetime, causing at least 10 million deaths from this disease every year. If current trends continue, WHO warns new cancer cases will rise by 60% by 2040. The technical officer in cancer control at WHO, Andre Ilbawi, says more people are dying from cancer in the poorer countries because they lack the services and cancer control measures that exist in the richer countries.
Our report presents the first investment case from WHO for cancer services, that governments, by investing in cancer, can save 7 million lives by 2030.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As the U.S. presidential election approaches, Twitter says it is going to start labeling altered media. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Twitter has new rules. Sharing synthetic or manipulated material that's likely to cause harm is prohibited. It will be labeled or in some cases removed. Deciding what might cause harm could be difficult to define. Twitter says it will be a challenge, adding they're committed to doing this right. Twitter considers threats to a person or a group serious harm, along with risk of mass violence or widespread civil unrest. Social media sites are under intense pressure to prevent interference in the 2020 elections after they were manipulated 4 years ago by Russia-connected actors. YouTube has reiterated its ban on election-related deep fake videos. I'm Ed Donahue.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.